Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has won a third term, delivering a victory for Democrats in the swing state that President-elect Donald Trump carried. Baldwin defeated Republican challenger Eric Hovde, a bank owner and real estate investor endorsed by Trump. Hovde has not conceded the race, which was within the 1 percentage point margin that would allow for him to seek a recount based on unofficial results. The Associated Press called the race for Baldwin today, hours after absentee ballot results from Milwaukee put her over the top. In a statement before the AP called the race, Hovde didn't concede or say whether he would request a recount. Donald Trump was elected as the 47th president of the United States today. He won the key state of Wisconsin this morning, defeating Vice President Kamala Harris in a critical battleground state. The win delivers 10 Electoral College votes to Trump. He narrowly won Wisconsin in 2016, becoming the first Republican since Ronald Reagan to capture the state. He lost it in 2020 to Democrat Joe Biden. Both Harris and Trump made Wisconsin a central focus of their campaigns. In 2020, Trump attempted to overturn his loss in the state through lawsuits and recounts, but failed. The Associated Press declared Trump the winner at 4:34 this morning. Trump is the first person convicted of a felony to win the White House and the first former president to regain power since 1892. The victory marks an extraordinary comeback for a former president who refused to accept defeat 4 years ago, faced dozens of felony charges, and survived two assassination attempts. He will be joined in the new administration by his vice president, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. At 40, Vance will become the highest-ranking member of the millennial generation in government. With Election Day in the rearview mirror, residents of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District have voted to retain Congressman Derek Van Orden. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
The race for the 3rd Congressional District was by far the closest race of any Wisconsin district, with Van Orden earning about 51.5% of the vote over Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook's 48.5%. In total, over 400,000 votes were cast in the election, with Van Orden winning every county in the district except Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Portage. Van Orden's win was nearly identical to his win in 2022, with about 80,000 more voters casting ballots. His campaign mainly focused on inflation and immigration, issues that were widely considered as two of the top concerns for voters across the country. Rebecca Cook's campaign emphasized similar economic issues, as well as expanding access to health care and targeting corporate price gouging. Cook also placed a heavy emphasis on connecting with voters in their home communities and energizing college students to get themselves and their friends to the polls. Because the margin of victory was so tight, the race was not called until late Wednesday morning. It was the last congressional race in the state to be called, with no other races finishing with a single-digit difference. In the 2022 election, Van Orden flipped the district to Republican control for the first time since the 1996 election. Former Congressman Ron Kind had held the seat for the Democratic Party from 1997 until he retired in 2023. In the early hours of Wednesday morning, Van Orden declared victory on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Incumbent Republican Tony Kurtz has been called the winner of the race for the 41st Assembly District in Wisconsin. Kurtz was first elected to the Assembly in 2018, is an organic grain farmer and U.S. Army veteran of two foreign wars. He serves on the Joint Finance Committee. Kurtz was drawn out of the 50th District he currently represents. Kurtz defeated Democratic challenger Julia Henley, who ran on a platform of health care and education, access, reproductive health freedom, and conservancy. Upon being reelected, Tony Kurtz released this message. I am honored to earn the support of the wonderful people of the 41st Assembly District to be their voice in Madison. I'm proud of what I've accomplished during the 6 years I've been in office, and I look forward to continuing to be an advocate for rural Wisconsin, fighting to reduce taxes, ensuring that public safety, rural health care providers, and our family farms are getting the support they need, and finally, making sure we're properly funding transportation infrastructure, hospitals, and schools. The 41st Assembly District covers all of Richland County. Incumbent Republican Todd Novak has been called the winner of the race for the 51st Assembly District. Novak was first elected to the Assembly in 2014, is a member of four committees, including the chair of the Committee on Local Government. He is a former newspaper editor and served as the mayor of Dodgeville for over a decade. Novak defeated Democratic challenger Elizabeth Grabe, a real estate agent and farm manager, by 1,160 votes. The 51st Assembly District covers all of Iowa and Lafayette counties, as well as parts of Grant and Dane counties. Incumbent Republican Travis Tranel has been called the winner of the race for the 49th Assembly District. Tranel was first elected to the Assembly in 2010 and serves on three committees, including as the chair of the Committee on Agriculture. He is a small business owner and dairy farmer from Cuba City. Tranel defeated Democratic challenger Scott Walker, not the former governor, a doctor who runs a medical clinic. The 49th Assembly District covers all of Crawford County and most of Grant County. Tranel released this statement.
It's always an honor to get reelected, and I continue to appreciate the trust that the people of Southwest Wisconsin place in us. I am a big believer that we win not because of a strong campaign, but because of the work that we do day in and day out. And I'm excited to get back to work so that we can continue to make Southwest Wisconsin a great place to live, work, and raise a family.
Following the final results in Assembly, District 40, Karen DeSanto will be the next representative to the State Assembly. In other races for Richland County Register of Deeds, Deb McCoy defeated Michelle Brown, 5,041 to 3,876. Voters in the Ithaca School District supported their community school in an operational referendum in yesterday's election. The district asked voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for 4 years. The referendum passed with 655 yes votes to 304 no votes. In another school referendum, the Wisconsin Dells District passed its referendum, 3,579 to 2,786. The Reedsburg School District had two referendum questions. An operational referendum failed on a vote of 5,116 to 4,488, while an upgrades referendum passed on a close vote of 4,842 voting in favor and 4,721 voting against. Both referendums for the Madison Metropolitan School District passed. The operational referendum will give the district $100 million to keep the lights on and pay staff. Meanwhile, the $507 million referendum will go toward capital improvements across the district, new schools, renovations, and necessary upgrades. In municipality referendums, voters in the city of Madison approved paying $22 million to keep the city afloat. Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway had asked each department to create a plan to cut 5% of their budget, but now that's been avoided. Two referendums in Baraboo were defeated on Tuesday. Residents in the Baraboo School District said no to a capital facilities referendum. The $85.7 million referendum failed, 6,541 to 4,979. The plan had an estimated tax impact of $55 per $100,000 of property value. The project would have repaired and replaced aging mechanical systems, electrical equipment, and other major building systems, made room for the district's new full-day four-year-old kindergarten programming, added classroom and common space at Al Bierman East and Gordon L. Wilson Elementary Schools, plus renovate existing spaces and enhance safety and security by improving traffic flow. The city of Baraboo also had a referendum question on yesterday's ballot. The referendum, which was seeking a $2 million increase in the tax levy to maintain its current level of service, failed, 4,628 to 1,958. City of Baraboo Mayor Rob Nelson issued the following statement today. Yesterday, Baraboo residents voted to reject an operational referendum that would have enabled the city to maintain its current level of service in the face of rising operational cost and fund additional staff to meet the needs of our growing community. As a result, the City Council will need to make difficult decisions about how to address continually rising costs to provide services with the needs of our growing population. This may include reducing services and community programs Baraboo residents have come to rely on and appreciate, many of which make our community a vibrant and special place to live. The City Council will continue to review the city's programs and services going forward to determine what's financially feasible for our community. He also encourages residents to attend the city's Common Council meeting on November 12th for a public hearing and discussion on the 2025 budget. Wisconsin voters have approved a constitutional amendment that prohibits foreign nationals from voting. The amendment passed Tuesday revises part of Wisconsin's constitution that allows every U.S. citizen who is at least 18 to vote. It will say instead that only U.S. citizens can cast ballots in federal, state, and local elections in the state. Republicans across the country have been pushing voters to adopt constitutional amendments that explicitly prohibit non-U.S. citizens from voting. The move was spurred by the District of Columbia and municipalities in California, Maryland, and Vermont, allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections. The 2024 Cultural Landscape Legacies annual tour will begin at the historic Battle of Wisconsin Heights site from the Black Hawk War of 1832 on Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. The site is located on State Highway 78, a short distance from Sauk City. The tour will be led by David Jeston, former Department of Natural Resources Riverway Coordinator, who was responsible for acquisition of the historic site in the early 1990s, and who is a scholar of the Black Hawk War and, in particular, the famous battle fought at that location. In addition to the tour, the group will visit the Native American burial grounds on the property before traveling to Ferry Bluff for a hike to Cactus Bluff to view the landscape and the route of flight across the river taken by Black Hawk's people. Following lunch in Spring Green, the group will tour the Shot Tower at Tower Hill State Park and discuss the role of Old Helena in the Black Hawk War. A Wisconsin State Park sticker will be required for the final stop. Reservations are required and the tour is limited to the first 15 people to sign up. Contact Mark Cupp, Cultural Landscape Legacies President, by calling 608-739-3188 or by email at mark.cupp@wisconsin.gov. Cultural Landscape Legacies is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and preserving rock art, earthworks, and cultural resources in the Upper Midwest. For more information, go to CLLI.org or find CLL on Facebook. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters Calendar Raffle is Becca Keller.